Starly, you're currently in LA right now. That's some decent frequent flyer points you're clocking up.
I know. It'd be awesome if I could actually use them. I think there's a way you can join all the airline points together, but I travel with so many different airlines that I don't know if it actually is. Yeah, I heard there's a way to do it, but I'm not utilizing those points right now.
Your debut single, Call On Me, was one of the best pop songs of 2016. It was also a huge hit in Australia. It also charted in Europe and even in the top 100 in the US. For a new artist so fresh on the scene, how good does it feel to have such instant success?
Oh, thanks. Man, I feel like for me, it was new for the artist side of things, but I'd been doing music for so long and writing that it kind of was so overwhelming because I didn't even expect that I was still going to be in this. I thought that I was going to quit and going to just become a personal trainer. And I just kind of like wrote this song, Call On Me, and I kind of just felt like it was a very good song. I knew that it was special. I didn't know that it could be a massive hit, but I just thought, man, it's special and I feel like people need to hear these words. And I got a little indie deal with that, with Central Station in Sydney. And when it blew up, I kind of felt like I'll just give it a go, and I've got nothing to lose at that point. And so it did become really overwhelming. And then all your other instincts kick in because I've been doing it for so long that once I got on the road and started performing and doing all these different things, all those disciplines that I learned from before of just, you know, of working really hard just kind of kicked in. And so, yeah, then you set new goals.
You're now in LA, but you're originally a Sydney girl, which we love. Your first big move was to London, though, when you were starting out. How did that come about?
I moved to London to become a songwriter because in Australia, at the time when I was maybe, I might have been 14 or 13, I had labels and people interested in what I was doing, but just a lot of the time people were trying to change me and tell me to straighten my hair, or just I had to be different to fit into the mold of what they thought the market wanted at the time. And so it kind of really turned me off being an artist. And so when I was old enough, I saved up enough money and I just moved straight to the UK and thought I'll just be a songwriter. And I had no idea where my future was. It was going to end up back being an artist again.
And I love how you just made the comment about your own artistry at such an early age, because I think that's so important for artists to have.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think a lot of us have self-doubt, and I think that that it takes you to not really care anymore what people think for you to have those breakthrough moments. You just stay really true is exactly what you need to do.
I also love how you made the comment about your hair, because your hair is freaking awesome, Starly.
Oh, thanks.
Back to the single, Call On Me. You've obviously got a lot of thanks to Ryan Rebeck, who remixed the single version. How did that come about?
A whole lot of thanks to him, definitely. Basically, the label, I didn't know Ryan. The guy that signed me at Central Station basically had met him at a music conference and had sent him the song. And Ryan was like, yeah, I'd love to do a remix of this. And so he did his remix and I heard it and I loved it. And I put it in the remix package and we put out 5 remixes of Call On Me. And his one was the one that just went viral. Somebody at Spotify in the Netherlands or something had added it to New Music Friday. And it had a 0% skip rate, which, without getting too technical, basically means that when you have a 0% skip rate with a streaming service like Spotify, it triggers the algorithm to add your song to a whole bunch of other playlists. And people were loving it, and because it wasn't getting skipped very often at that point, it just started to rack up numbers. Ryan's remix really took it all the way. And I think a big part of it was, obviously, the song had its thing, but also the way he produced it gave it that addictive element, and people were just playing it over and over again. So I was very fortunate.
I love that 0% skip rating. That's something we should all aim for in life.
Yeah, exactly.
You've also just been nominated for an ARIA Award with Call On Me, which is just amazing. You might be an ARIA Award winner soon.
Oh my God, I'd be so stoked. Ryan and I are both like really excited about it, and we've both been posting about it and like trying to get people behind it. Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, whatever happens, no matter what, I know that we've come out of this year as winners, because I never expected to be here doing this year, and it's really amazing that I get to continue my artistry and keep writing songs and keep putting things out now, and you know, and do this with my life. Like, it's a huge blessing. So I don't really care whether or not I win, but if we win, obviously we'd love it, it'd be amazing.
And also be careful with the ARIA Award, because I hear they are quite sharp.
So to manifest us winning, I guess I should prepare myself to be able to hold this and not hurt myself. So I should buy some special gloves. I'll buy some really good gloves that are only to put on when I want to hold my award.
You've just released your new single, which we love, called Been Meaning to Tell You. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that single is basically something that I wrote a little while ago. I wrote it about a guy that I was kind of into, and he was really into me, and he asked me out a bunch of times, but I was busy with music. And when I finally decided I was going to let him know how I felt about him, I'd bumped into him at a club, and he was with this really gorgeous girl, and they seemed really in love. And so I felt like I missed my chance. And so that song's all about him, about how I would have wished that I could have told him and how I felt. And so it's about the one that got away. A lot of people seem to relate to it when I've been performing it, and that's like super cool, because you know, out of pain comes, you know, the beauty as well. So it's pretty awesome.
And when is the album coming?
Well, I haven't set a date, but I'm nearly finished, so I would say early next year. It was supposed to come out end of this year, but I got caught up touring and stuff like that. I've been doing a lot of tours with Clean Bandit and a bunch of other festivals and things. So early next year, for sure.
So I guess it'd be fair to say the album is your next big focus, but what else is next for you?
Yeah, I'm currently working on the album, and in a couple of weeks I'm heading to the UK to do Top of the Pops. And yeah, so but the album is definitely the biggest thing in my trajectory at the moment.
It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you, Starlee, and all the best for 2018.
All right, great talking to you. Bye.